Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's November 24, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 4th and 5th, 2003.
Nazarene, what is the Kingdom of God's opinion of Ariel Sharon, since he's announced that he supports President Bush's roadmap for peace, and just what can be done to stop it now?
Let us say, Alora, that Mr. Sharon at this moment is a very, very deep disappointment to the Kingdom of God and to me and to Father Abraham and to Moses and to everybody else. We selected him, we trained him, we empowered him, and is everyone else. He will not accept the Kingdom of God's peace proposal and work for it. He still believes in man's power and man's political way, and he will not accept that none of this will work and only the Kingdom of God's way will work. It is a strange phenomena, Alora. The Kingdom of God has empowered three men in this world to make peace in the Middle East and has given them all that they need to end this horror forever. Oh, there'll be some strife. There'll always be those that want everything and will fight against those that want to keep them in control. But the greater majority of the conflict will disappear. The Israelis and the Arabs will live together in peace and make a great people. As to what will happen next, Alora, we will fight harder and harder and harder until we win. Mr. Sharon is a deep, deep disappointment, but we're not going to give up, because if we give up, everything is lost. We will fight, Alora. We will fight again.
Uh-oh! God's really mad now. Go get him, Nazarene. Show him who's boss.
I not only intend to show them who's boss, Alora, I intend to show them who's God, who's the King of Kings, who's the ruler of rulers. They're going to understand.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett-Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment, and we highly recommend it.
Nazarene, some time ago we featured a question about Stonehenge. Now ancient graves have been discovered at Stonehenge, and archaeologists wonder if one of the men they found buried there is the person who built this marvelous structure. Could this be true?
Now this depends greatly, Alora, on how you determine who built something. Now if you are referring to the king that sponsored the work, and had the modern version of Stonehenge built that is on the site now, yes, his grave is there somewhere on the grounds. If you're talking about what would be called the architect now, no, it's not. He is buried some distance away in a simple tomb, because he was not that much of an exalted man. Unfortunately, the creative mind in a society like that aren't the greatly honored ones. The ones that have the most battle skill and the ones that can kill the most people are the ones that are honored in these societies. The ones that can build things and understand the wonders of nature weren't very highly looked upon by these people. But the person that truly built Stonehenge is nearby. He is near to this place, and the people that actually did the physical labor are buried nearby because they were honored with him and buried near his tomb is an honor for the work that they had done for their king. So there is quite a few people around there that could be said to be the builders of Stonehenge. It all depends on the way you look at it, Alora, and who you think is the builder of something.
A little confusing, Nazarene, but I see what you mean. Stonehenge is always a fascinating subject.
Indeed, Alora. I am fascinated by your people's idea to restore it and again make it a place of worship. That would be something very, very interesting to see.
We'll be back again.